time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The president on Wednesday held a short impromptu press conference outside White House Chief of Staff John Kelly's office, at which he seemed to undercut his administration's message, telling reporters that he'd allow dreamers to, quote, morph into citizens.
We want great border security. We want to do a great job with DACA. I think it's our issue. I think it's a better issue for the Republicans and for the Democrats.
Do you want citizenship for dreamers?
We're going to morph into it. It's going to happen
at
some point
in
the future.
What does
morph into it? Over a period of 10 to 12 years, somebody does a great job. They've worked hard. It gives incentive to do a great job, but they've worked hard. They've done terrifically, whether they have a little company or whether they work or whatever they're doing. If they do a great job, I think it's a nice thing to have the incentive of, after a period of years, being able to become a citizen.
Trump dropped another bombshell. He said he'd speak to Robert Mueller under oath in the Russia investigation.
Are you going to talk to Mueller?
I'm looking forward to it, actually.
You want to?
You have a date set?
Here's the start, just so you understand. There's been no collusion whatsoever. There's no obstruction whatsoever. And I'm looking forward to it. I do worry when I look at all of the things that you people don't report about with what's happening. If you take a look at, you know, the 5 months worth of missing texts, that's a lot of missing texts. And as I said yesterday, that's prime time. So you do sort of look at that and say, what's going on? Mm-hmm. You do look at certain texts where they talk about insurance policies or insurance, where they say the kinds of things they're saying. You got to be concerned. But I would love to do that, and I'd like to do it as soon as possible.
Well,
good luck,
it,
everybody.
Do you have a date set? On.
So here's the story.
Do you have a date set?
I don't know. No, I guess they're talking about 2 or 3 weeks, but I would love to do it.
Would you do in person?
You know, again, it's, I have to say, subject to my lawyers and all of that, but I would love
would
to
do it.
Would
you do it under oath, Mr. President?
You mean like Hillary did it under? Who said that?
I said that. Did you do it under oath?
Oh, you said it. You did say it. You say a lot. Did Hillary do it under oath?
I have no idea, but I'm not asking.
I think you have an idea.
Do
don't you have an idea?
Do you think
wait a minute. Wait. Do you not have an idea? Do you really not have an idea? I'll give you an idea. She didn't do it under oath. But I would do it under oath.
Interview.
Listen.
You would.
But I would do it. And you know she didn't do it under oath, right?
She would do it under oath.
If you didn't know about Hillary, then you're not much of a reporter.
You're going to do it under oath.
Say it.
To reach a higher standard, you would do it under oath.
Oh, I would do it under oath.
The president's lawyer, Ty Cobb, almost immediately took all that back, saying that Trump was speaking, quote, hurriedly, and that he was willing to meet with the special counsel only if it could be negotiated by the lawyers. The New York Times reporting that Cobb said the president was not trying to volunteer to testify before a grand jury, which is how prosecutors speak to witnesses under oath. Trump traveled overnight and arrived in Davos, Switzerland on Thursday morning, where he'll attend the World Economic Forum. In a speech on Friday, the president will tout his America First agenda. Judge Rosemarie Aquilina sentenced Dr. Larry Nassar, the former doctor of the USA gymnastics team, to 40 to 175 years for molesting young female athletes under the guise of giving medical treatment.
Now, I am honoring the agreement. I'm also honoring what's been requested of me. And I want you to know I'm not good at math. I have a cheat sheet. I'm only a lawyer. I know that you have a lot of education in physics and math, but I have a cheat sheet. It is my privilege on counts 1, 2, 5, 8, 10, and 18, and 24 to sentence you to 40 years. And when I look at my cheat sheet, 40 years, just so you know and you can count it off your calendar, is 480 months. The tail end, because I need to send a message to the parole board in the event. Somehow God is gracious, and I know He is. And you survived the 60 years in federal court first, and then you start on my 40 years. You've gone off the page here as to what I'm doing. My page only goes to 100 years. Sir, I'm giving you 175 years, which is 2,100 months. I've just signed your death warrant,
ABC News is reporting that the text message between two FBI agents touted by Republican lawmakers as evidence of a, quote, secret society conspiring against President Trump appears to have been nothing more than a joke. The months-old message between FBI lawyer Lisa Page and senior FBI agent Peter Strzok was reportedly submitted to the Senate Homeland Security Committee last week as investigators look into possible anti-Trump bias in the agency. Quote, are you even going to give out your calendars? Seems kind of depressing. Maybe it should just be the first meeting of the secret society. That's what Page was quoted as saying in the message by ABC News. There were reportedly no messages immediately before or after that one, and nothing else referencing a, quote, secret society. I got the And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.